I will inherit the moon, and I'll die in the earth.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night broadcast, Current Events. I'm your host and the General of Defender 7. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, for those of you new just tuning in to us, if you haven't done so already, hop over to our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now just know that before you hit that join button, we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in Defenders 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. We have a YouTube channel. Hop over there and do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations, scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We're not a militia. We are a Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy to hear your thoughts, your opinions, or even just talk about everyday life. We're always here. And that number to call, 914-205-5773. A little shy about talking on the radio? We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcast. We're on Telegram. Check us out over there. That's a more secure site. So anywho, starting tonight, I'd just like to say, you know, I hope everyone's doing well. Our country sucks right now. Prices suck. Just the cost of living, period. But we want to hear from you. Anybody out there, call in. Get the conversation started. I know a lot of you that follow us don't approve of this administration as much as we don't. And just something needs to change, people. It's getting worse. It's not getting any better. And I know just from talking to people, even though they don't want to participate in our group, I know just talking to them, they feel the same way. Well, for Christ's sakes, better to be with a pack than to be alone. That's for damn sure. And we've always said it, no lone wolf mentalities. We need to come together and stand tall, take our country back. And the only way we can do it is throughout everybody else's help. Can't do it alone. We've been trying for over 3 years. And believe me when I tell you, it doesn't work alone. So come on, people. Smarten up. Let your thoughts, your feelings, and your voices be heard. That's what tonight's show is all about, every Thursday night. Now, without further ado, now I'm going to bring in my second in command, our Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, and our Major Aston going to Munson.
And I you believe, know it.
And I believe our chaplain, Mr. Robert Weathers, is also with us.
Well,
oh, we got
there
the
goes
A.
the neighborhood. There goes the neighborhood.
Hey, I got a current event.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I think I got poison ivy.
Yeah, we all know that Lorna needs all your blessings, Chaplain.
Well. I bless you guys every night. Sometimes I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you're poison ivy. My dad's got it in his eyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel so bad then.
He looks horrible.
Well, usually I'm not allergic to it, but for some reason I got it in different bumps all over me.
That's the same with him. He was pulling it out barehanded last year, and this year it kicked his ass.
Yeah, me too. I could do the same thing, but it's, I don't know, just getting older.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you all a word of advice on poison ivy, sumac, and poison oak. Before you go into any woods or mess with it, go to Walgreens has it. Walmart has it. All your major stores have it. It's called Tech New. TEKNU. It's a lotion. It's strictly, you put it on before you go or mess with that stuff. And then as soon as you're done, go in, take a shower, and you'll never get it. That's not
really?
On the market. Yes.
Well, you seen my backyard, so I'm going to try it. If it don't work, I'm going to come and throw a bunch of it on you.
Well, I'm telling you right now, when I worked for the tree company, for the power company, that's what we used, was tack glue.
I could roll it. I could roll it.
Well,
I could sleep in it. I could rub it all up and down my body, and I don't even get it.
That sounds kind of personal, Bobby.
The poison ivy here is different from back home. Back home, it's like a shrub. Here, it's the vine that grows up trees.
Yep.
Same here.
I'm highly allergic, but I haven't had it for a few years. But this year, I thought I had it. It was just Otherwise, I would have had some serious issues because I'm very allergic to it. I actually had to go and get some shots 1 year.
Well, my whole backyard at my lake house is just full of it.
Yeah. I get it.
I think you need to share the wealth with your brother there, Chaplain.
Say that again,
right.
Bobby.
I think you need to share the wealth with your brother.
Well, I've been trying to share the wealth of wisdom with him, and it ain't catching.
Oh, it ain't going to happen.
That's hey, like that name of that stuff to me, Chris.
What?
I said text the name of that stuff to me.
Actually, put it on the Defender's page.
Yeah, that too.
Now,
so did everybody hear the judgment of the Supreme Court today?
Woohoo!
Yes, awesome.
And it's a win for the Second Amendment.
Finally.
Yes. Before we even start discussing anything, hold on.
No.
One thing I want to say to all of our audience right now that's listening, I want to see text messages or get on our site and talk to us that way. I want to see phone calls because I want everyone's honest opinion. If you believe in Biden right now, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on what is going on in this country.
I believe he's a puppet.
I know he's a puppet.
You already know what I believe.
I want to see our board lit up with phone calls or messages asking us questions or your thoughts and opinions on what's going on in this country. I've talked to several people. I know. It always does. My thing is, and this is what got me set off this morning, I've already talked to you, Bobby, so you already know. We agree
right.
on it. Give me $125 to fill up my truck this morning. And that was in Missouri where the gas is cheaper.
They're traitors.
So, but I also told you, you know, you should be carting around younger girls, you know, with less weight.
Oh, man. That is so wrong, dude.
I'm not even going there, Bobby.
Fight words, brother. Them are fight words.
You better watch it. You might get some cat scratch fever.
Right. But I tell you what, I actually got into a conversation with somebody that said they like Biden. I said, so you mean to tell me you like the food shortages, the food processing plants that are mysteriously catching on fire, the cattle, the sheep that are mysteriously dying of because of the heat? How about these gas prices? You really like that? How about the cost of living where your wages ain't going up but everything else is? You really like this? How about the Russian troops that are on the southern border? How about Iran and I believe it's Colombia that is teaming up against America. Has anybody ever heard of this shit? Why? Because it's not on the news and it doesn't fit their narrative. They want you to think what they want you to think, and by God, you better start thinking their way. That's why you never hear about this shit on the news, because they're biased. It's called indoctrination. Let's go out and buy an electric car that all these cars and trucks and buses that are electric are getting more expensive because of it costs so much money and not enough to make the batteries. How about all the batteries blowing up all over the world, catching fire?
Hey, yeah. Did you see that post where that bus was on fire over in Paris?
Yep. Let me tell you something right now, people. If you don't start waking up, you might as well chain yourself to your house. That you are not allowed to own your own property. You will not be able to own your own vehicle. You cannot go on vacations because why? You're going to work for the government. They'll give you what you need. If you believe in that shit, go to a third world country then, because we don't want you in America. For any true patriot or veteran that fought for this country, past, present, or future, I guarantee you, right now, the U.S. Army is giving out $30,000 sign-on bonuses.
Yeah, 50 if you take death shots.
Yes. 50 if you take the vaccines.
Yeah, and that's our tax money going.
And I'm going to tell you all right now, I don't support Ukraine at all. For you people that are giving money to Ukraine, they're already sending your money to Ukraine.
Yep.
Tax dollars. Billions. How about supporting, if you support Biden, but you support our Second Amendment rights, this guy is trying to tell you about our guns where he just left billions of dollars of guns over in Afghanistan.
Hey, just to break in there real quick about Ukraine. And instead of sending $80 billion, because that's what they've sent so far, why the fuck are our people homeless? And I'm not just talking about...
Well, exactly. And why is there the shelves are empty in most of your grocery stores across the United States? Right now, I'm on a trucker's site. I've already seen truckers that ran out of gas on the interstate. Do you know what that happens to a diesel engine when they run out of diesel fuel?
Oh, yeah. Locks it up.
You just cannot put diesel fuel back in and fire that sumbitch up. You've got to replace
what? What are they going to do with it? What are you going to do when an electric car runs out of battery juice? You're going to run to the gas station to pick up some extra electricity?
Well, you know what they're doing? They're towing a diesel generator on the back of their freaking on the trailer on the back of a truck to charge these cars.
Right. And in the same token, it takes more coal burning for electricity than it does for gasoline.
Exactly. For all you people that are supporting Biden, I want to hear from you. I do. I really want to hear from you.
Now's the time to speak up, Warner.
Until you start calling
right back out there.
Lorna, I'm definitely gonna have to pray for you now.
I will debate anybody to come on this show and debate me over any of what I just said.
Do you mean, Chris, that you're not impressed with his tax vacation
for
90 days?
Chris,
man, I'm not impressed with the fucking thing that this motherfucker's done.
Breathe, Chris. Breathe, Chris. Breathe.
First, the first day in office.
Chris, weather.
He took.
Hey, you got the chaplain on here. Watch your language.
He won't watch his language.
I know it.
Now, weather, you need to calm yourself down. Don't get your tidy whities in a ruffle, all right? Much love.
I've been in a ruffle for a very long time since this administration took over.
You love me. Get over yourself.
Oh, I know I love you.
Well, I didn't what you were saying earlier.
Man, stop trying to start shit, Bobby.
I think we need to take this on the road, man. This would be a good show.
Heck yeah, the three of us up on stage with Lauren in the background.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my God. Just make sure that no children are allowed.
That's
no
right.
Parents. No cats allowed.
That's right, because I can't control them.
I know we've been saying this a lot on all these shows, Bobby, but, man, I'm going to keep trying to get somebody on this show that is for what this Biden's doing.
You know, 81 million people supposedly voted for him. Yet, like you, I can't find one person who can defend him or point out positive things that he's done.
I don't want to see Build Back America hats on these sumbitches. I get to see that.
Tinkerbell's on. He's asking for it.
Is that FedEx?
Is that FedEx? In the house.
Mike, but seriously, I don't know how anybody else is not as pissed off about all this shit that I just covered, as pissed off as I am. I really don't.
You want to know what pisses me off, Weather?
Well, everybody shows their anger in different ways. We don't have to yell and scream.
Weather.
He's been doing that since he's been a baby.
I know.
I mean,
So has anybody heard about Lithuania?
Lithuania.
Yes, they're stopping. They're not allowing Russia to go over their airspace or their land or whatever to get to Kaliningrad or something like that, where they're ships and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a city in Lithuania. It's called Kaliningrad or something like that, and that is the only port of Russia that the waters never freeze, so it gives them an open water to the Baltic Sea. And now, and they're actually in the NATO force, and they are supporting the sanctions against Russia. So they just told Russia that they are not going to let them bring in supply 50% of whatever they were supplying. And Putin didn't like that, and that is actually trying to start World War III.
And that's the whole purpose. Lithuania, first of all, has never been part of NATO, because when they pulled out after Germany and everything, they promised they weren't going to go past Germany. So Lithuania and a lot of those other countries never have been part of NATO. And now they're blocking Russia from part of its own territory? Yeah, that's not good. They want World War II. That's why Putin's behaving the way he did. I mean, World War III. They're doing this on purpose. They fought war. And every time somebody took something up to block them, they find something else. They want this war, and they're going to get it.
Actually, whenever during World War II, when Russia went to, that was actually part of Germany, and when Germany lost, you know how they split it up, right? Well, Lithuania went to Russia.
Yeah.
And so whenever the Soviet Union dissolved during Gorbachev, they made a deal with Lithuania saying that you have to let us use that port. And now they're saying that they won't let them use it or let them use half of it or 50% of their supplies that go to Russia or whatever. That's all they're going to sanction.
Yeah, I know, that's why I said they were not ever supposed to be part of NATO. Putin and them, they didn't say anything when Lithuania joined NATO because they still had their deal, okay?
Right.
Ukraine was Putin's line in the sand about NATO. That was his line in the sand. He didn't say anything when a number of those other countries joined NATO. And even with Ukraine, he said, look, it can stay a free country, it can stay a free state or whatever. We're not looking to take it over. We just don't want it joining NATO. So, yeah.
Right.
But that was his line in the sand. And now you've got, Switzerland or Norway, whatever those two countries are.
Finland and Switzerland.
Now they're going to join NATO.
Anybody who supports NATO, you have no idea what you're talking about, neither.
Putin is doing everything he possibly can to avoid a war. He doesn't want war. It's not in his best interest.
And I'm going to tell you something between Ukraine and Russia. Do you know how embedded Ukraine is and funneling money for our government? That's why our government is supporting Ukraine.
Right.
They are different. They are funneling money for the Bidens, for the Clintons, Obama.
Yep.
George Soros.
Yep.
You know what? And when you think about it, this is George Soros. The G7 summits are getting ready to start. Biden is actually supposed to speak.
The number one guy is Klaus.
The number one guy is Klaus.
He's the president or CEO of the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, he's German.
You owe nothing and be happy.
Along with the Bilderbergs, the Rockefellers, George Soros. There's a few more that I could name. I can't remember their names, but that's a part of it.
Everybody,
so have you guys heard of what happened in Israel today?
Yes, I've heard about. Actually, Israel is, they are redoing their government.
Their government has now dissolved, and they're going to hold elections either in September or October.
Right.
Yeah, that's really weird.
They are actually siding with the Muslims now.
That is one side of the government of Israel. The ones that are doing that, those are the ones that got dissolved. Netanyahu is getting ready to maybe run again, and it's his side that is against all them.
Right, Bibi, they're talking about
I agree with that. Then I heard it backwards.
Yeah. You're right. You did. The government that was in power is the modern Israel, whatever it's called. They were made up of the Arabs, the Israelites, or the Israels, and some of the even Hamas or Hezbollah was involved in there.
The information I got.
The guy, he was saying that they're in the same boat as we are. The economy has just gone down. It's the worst it's ever been. And this new prime minister or interim prime minister that is getting to take the place of the prime minister that just got dissolved, he's on the same boat as the one that got dissolved. And he's only going to be there for like 4 months.
All right, y'all have a good night. I just got home. I'm hungry and I'm tired. And I definitely need a shower. So,
hey, I need to talk to you in private. So I'm gonna get off here too and call you.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Chris, did you ever mail me out those things?
Nope, I just now got the envelope, and I'll mail them out Monday.
I know you're busy. I just want to make sure I don't miss them.
No, I'll get them to you.
Don't let them lie to you.
All right, y'all. I'm not even going to answer to that one. Have a good night.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to sign off here.
All right, bye-bye.
See you guys, and I'll be praying for all of you.
Thank you.
Needs the most.
Only you, Bobby, only you. Love you guys.
Love you, bro.
All right, see you later.
Later.
Yeah, things are getting really crazy out there, I'll tell you. But
yep,
the news that they shared...
It's only getting worse.
The Supreme Court, what they did with that case in New York was utterly awesome.
Yeah, we got torrential downpours coming through right now.
Oh, I've got some rain this way. We need rain bad.
It just started.
Yeah, we had that last night. It started, I want to say, about 11 p.m. or whatever. I enjoy some scenes. Hopefully we're going to be going camping in a couple of weeks. Nope, not far, though. Gas is atrocious. I mean, you know, gas is very expensive, and then pulling the camper cuts it, you know, your MPGs in half. So, you know, I'm limited to how far I'm willing to drive. But I need a break. So I'm gonna go to one of the local state campgrounds.
Right.
You know, do some camping. That's, you know, because here's the thing: I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I mean, I'm not going to stop living my life, and I'm prepping, you know, for any scenario that I think of. But at the end of the day, come November, we may not be able to go anywhere. There may not be any gas at any price, or we may be at war, or there may be zombies running all over the place. Who the hell knows? But so I figure I'll take my vacation, you know, something. Have you guys gotten together yet? I know you were talking about it.
No, we haven't even decided on where or anything.
It's been a couple of months.
I give up. I give up on it.
Just last I heard, I was saying about originally I was supposed to be going, you know, down to Kentucky, you know, like in May or June, but, you know, thanks to life and things. And I know you guys are talking about doing it, you know, for some time, what was it, late spring, early summer. So I thought maybe you guys had managed to do it since I haven't been on in a while. Things have been pretty busy. And then I thought you guys were taking a hiatus.
Now, for some reason, Telegram wasn't letting me post a lot of our shows.
Oh, the FBI must be spying on you, and they don't like that you're talking out against them.
I mean, Telegram shouldn't be messed with, actually.
Not supposed to be, but, you know, everything else is, so why not Telegram?
Yeah, right. I heard some things about him. Like, German people, he turned them over to the government. People who were posting stuff against the German government.
Did you listen to that thing I sent you the other day, Bobby?
Yeah.
What did you think of that ending there?
I know. I was like, damn.
We got to get a hold of them.
Yeah, I tried to reach out. I'm just waiting for them to return my message.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
Has anything interesting been happening? Guys, anything fun, interesting? I know last I heard, I wasn't Lauren, you were going up to see Bobby with Ralph.
Yep, we did that.
Yeah.
Glad to see you survived. I know Bobby's decided not to get up early anymore. Hey, Bobby, what are you going to do with not being able to smoke?
I got my own tobacco.
Yeah, I think that's one of the stupidest things. They just want to drive people crazy.
They're just trying to see how far they can push the American people.
What's up with the smoking part?
Well, first, they want to get rid of mentholated cigarettes. It's mostly black people, that's what they do. They were talking about getting rid of mentholated cigarettes and vaping. And then they said they're going to take the nicotine out of cigarettes. What the hell is a cigarette without nicotine? Unless they mean they're going to take out the extra, I don't know. But supposedly, nicotine, despite the fact that it can be addictive, actually has some benefits. Tucker Carlson was listing them. I never knew that. They actually have some positive benefits, like making your brain function better.
And it fights COVID off.
Right. Yeah, somebody else is telling me that, too.
And it prevents me from killing people.
Yeah, my one boss, he's a smoker, and he never got COVID, and he doesn't believe it was because he got vaccinated. But he thinks it was because of his smoking. So, yeah. But it's crazy. Yeah, they want to get... And, yeah, right, and then they're injecting the kids. I'm so disgusted with that.
Yep.
I can't believe that, you know. And parents, they're just taking their kids over there. They want to be the first to get vaccinated. the kids vaccinated. Now, what's going to happen when those kids start dropping dead?
Oh, but the government wouldn't do nothing to hurt them.
Look, I mean, I know you're on top of this same as me. I mean, you've seen the numbers when it comes to miscarriages. You've seen the numbers when it comes to, you know, babies who, you know, are coming up with hepatitis or can't breastfeed because there's a problem with the milk and they can't get the nutrition out of the milk. That's if it's even normal. Some of the breast milk is like a blue-green color. And the plastic that's coming out, you know, with the you know, the nanolipids, the reason they needed it frozen at such a low temperature was because it's a liquid when it's frozen and a solid when it warms up to body temperature. That's why all these people are dropping dead and they're finding plastic in their blood clots. It's, you know,
right.
I mean, they're killing the babies and the children.
Well, it's just like, why are all of a sudden, why is all these young, physically fit NFL players dropping dead?
Right, athletes dropping dead. And did you hear? Now, men, their testosterone levels have already been going down over the last few decades. But the people who, but the men who got the COVID vaccine, their not testosterone, their the fertility, their level, their what's that word? At any rate, it's like 20% lower for getting people fertility. You know, like with women, you know, but whatever the word is, men are 20%
testosterone.
Not just the testosterone; it's something else. The way the sperm move and stuff. But at any rate, you know, there's a whole thing. But that's
libido.
Like 20% lower. Huh?
Libido.
Yeah, that's gone too. And the vaccine is making it worse. You know, look at the increase in violence. That could part. I don't know that I can blame the vaccine, but locking people up sure as hell didn't help. They went crazy.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, you got these diehard heart bleeders, DAs, just letting them out.
Oh, yeah, and then there's that, and the thing is, it's the same people committing crime over and over again. It's not like there's new people committing crime. It's the same people. I mean, all
what?
The people that are getting arrested and doing this shit, they've been arrested, like, a dozen or two times, you know, anywhere from one to two dozen times, and they just keep letting them out.
Well, that's how they're trying to come up with this. Ban the gun.
Yeah, no, the guns have nothing to do with it. It's just to make it'll make us more vulnerable, which is what they want.
No, but that is that. If you take notice, every time they mention something about these DAs letting them out, it always goes back to, well, we need gun control.
You screw them and their gun control. The guns aren't the problem. I saw a meme. You know, you go to a gun show and there are all those guns at a gun show, but not one person ever seems to get shot.
Nope.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in knowing, you know, that Adams, the Mayor Adams, he's going on about how it's the worst thing that the SCOTUS has ever done, you know, with the gun, you know, violence and gun crimes. And I'm like, you know what? You list me out how many violent criminals, gun crimes, how many gun crimes were, not counting the crazies, which we know somebody helped them, were legal gun owners or used their legally owned gun to commit a crime.
Right.
I'm willing to bet it's very minute, and it was probably a crime of passion.
It's just like our senators, the Republican side, that sided with fucking idiots and Democrats.
Oh, yeah, 14 of them. I'm like, you know what? And that Lindsey Graham bitch, man. Oh, did you see what happened in Georgia? Raffenberger and every last county in Georgia is recounting votes because they don't want. Come to find out, when they were doing a recount in I forget what county it was, he had 15% votes were transferred to him by the machine that he should not have gotten. And so,
well, it's like Cornyn. He from Texas. He was all, oh yeah, yeah, we need to put the gun legislature in, and we need to pass it. And today he's freaking throw.
Yeah. You know what?
Well,
he's
I
just
didn't
pissed
mean,
off because he got booed off.
My reason is not what you think. Yeah, it is. You're a fucking rhino.
He's just upset because he got booed off the stage. You're talking about that guy, the one down in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They booed him off the stage.
Right.
That's why.
But,
yeah.
But he was one of the main ones on the Republican side that jumped right over to the Democrats. Yeah, we got to ban all guns.
Yeah, well, at first he wasn't quite that bad until they booed him off stage because he was willing to negotiate. And it's like there should be no negotiation.
Because the same thing with my fucked up senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, he's a
he was
of
one
shit.
Of the ones
I
that jumped on
Louisiana.
On the Democrat. He's an asshole.
Yeah, no, I thought he was from Louisiana. Oh, that's John Kennedy.
No, Kennedy's from Louisiana, but Lindsey Graham is South Carolina. He's a jerk off.
Why do people vote for him, or do you think he stole his election too?
Well, you know, it's coming up. So I already know a lot of people that are not happy with him because he keeps flip-flopping.
But he's been doing that for decades. Is he running in this year?
I want to say yes, but I'm not positive.
Well, all I know is I am not voting for Oz, and you know he's removed Trump's name from all his advertising. He was never a Trump supporter. He was never MAGA. He's a piece of shit. Liberal garbage, progressive. I mean,
yeah,
he supports China.
Yeah.
And you know, McCormick, I wasn't impressed with either. But you know what? I am going to write in Catherine Barnett. I can write in her name. I don't have to accept whose names are on there. I can do a write-in. And that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I'll tell you how far they went with me. Now, I've been voting down here since I moved down here.
Right.
And I even changed my address. We had the early voting on June 14th. Guess who didn't get a vote?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? But you've been living there for a few years now. You've been there, what, about 3 years now?
I've been down here since 2007.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you just moved there a couple. When I first met you, I thought you were just
no.
I've been
down here since 2007. I just moved it into a different area. But the thing is I changed all that online in the voter registration, and
how
I was good to vote.
Ago?
Well, in this house, I've been here 2 years.
Right.
So ever since I moved over here, I had to change counties because I was in Lexington County. Now I'm in Richland.
Right.
And when I switched everything on the voter, update online, everything went through. I went to go vote, and they told me I wasn't even on the list.
So what did you have to do, a provincial vote?
No, because apparently I went down and I bitched at the office that following Monday because we got till June 28th. But I don't see how that's possible when they already freaking cast the vote and they already picked. You know, who was running?
That's weird. Yeah, like I said, a lot of shenanigans. Only because the Democrats are now crying, are they starting to look into it? You know, that's what happened down in Georgia. And I forget what county it was. I think DeKalb County. A Democrat complained about the primary. I think it's 10 or something like that. And she said, you know, because her vote and her husband's vote didn't even show up for her. Come to find out that her opponent got all her votes. All the votes, you know, the votes that were supposed to go to her, like over 3,000 votes. Went to her opponent. I think he may have still won, but that's beside the point. So now
that
with Raffensperger,
that sounds familiar.
Right. So now with Raffensperger, what happened was somebody. I don't remember what caused them to look, but it's come to find out that 15% of his votes were from the other person or something. And so now all 59 counties in Georgia want a recount. They want it investigated. So he may not win the primary. Because I think, isn't he running for governor, or is he still, or is he running for Secretary of State again?
I'm not sure.
I think he was running against Vernon Jones. Because Perdue was running against Kemp and lost, and I think Vernon Jones was running against Raffensperger. I mean, that's in Georgia. I don't really pay attention, but like even Herschel Walker, you know, there's something wrong in Georgia because it's all bullshit. It's all controlled by the Democrats and the rhinos. And did you see that, you know, on the Republican side, all of the females that are winning their primaries, a number of which are immigrants?
Yep.
And they're winning. And the one down in Texas, it's funny, I just saw her on Fox News. And instead of asking her about, you know, what she's looking forward to, what her plans are, or whatever, they ask her, well, why did you use hashtag QAnon in your tweet? And she's like, really? Seriously? You know, she goes, you're going for that? Because I don't even agree with their conspiracies and stuff. It's just, it was a hashtag.
Right.
Oh, but you have control of the site, so why did you use hashtag QAnon? And she's like, yeah, you know, that's fake. Just pay attention. You know, stay focused on what's going down. And they wouldn't get up off of it. And she told them about themselves. I don't know, you know, whether or not she agrees with QAnon or not. And I, to be quite honest, don't know, don't care. You know, it's like Marjorie Taylor Greene when she was posting some of her stuff when she got elected, you know, when she was running for office, they tried to use it against her. You know, and it's like, I don't know if she still believes what she believes or whatever, with regards to conspiracy theories and stuff. And again, it doesn't matter. I don't care whether you're left or right. I don't care what you want to believe. As long as you, when you're in office, you are doing your frickin' job. Right now, Republicans and Democrats alike are not doing their job.
No, that's exactly what I was just going to say. None of them are.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody is entitled to their own opinions, their own beliefs. I don't care. And that includes, you know, Democrats, you know, whatever. I don't give a shit what people believe in their own time. I do care what they believe and do is during the time that they're working for me. I mean, they're employees. They work for us. Our taxpayer dollars are paying them. And so far, they're not doing jack shit for us. They keep sending money over to Ukraine to get the majority of Americans don't like what they're doing, so they should stop doing it. But they're not.
Nope. Just like the gas situation. Open up our freaking pipelines.
And here's another thing. Did you see what Texas did? Texas did not, has decided that Biden is not the real president. So, and I forget who else said it too. Nevada, Arizona, somebody also, another state is voting on that. Alabama, maybe. I don't, or Arkansas. I forget who it is. It doesn't really matter. But at any rate, my point is that their lane. They need to just drill the fucking oil and disregard what Biden says. Just drill the fucking oil. Make your own deal with the gas company. Fuck Joe Biden. Because here's the thing: the federal government should never have gotten control of that in the first place. The only reason the federal government got control of businesses and does all the regulating is because what's his face, not FDR, I think one of the Democrats before him, threatened the Supreme Court that he was going to pack it, okay, because he wanted control of regulating businesses. So in order to prevent him from packing the court, they gave him what he wanted. Even though it went against the Constitution. So, the states are supposed to have control over their own shit within their state. But not the federal government. You know, I was saying to somebody else, I find it interesting that, you know, there are these governors, Democrats and Republicans alike, that want to keep control to the federal government of things that the federal government should not have control over, but yet they don't want, they don't want to listen to the federal government on things that they do have a right to say, like that phony governor in New York who wasn't elected, saying that she's going to talk to her legislature to see what they can do to override the Supreme Court decision on guns. Now, the Supreme Court's decision on guns is the Constitution. So each state is supposed to be ruling itself when it comes to school and police and medical and, you know, and all this other shit and businesses and whatnot. The federal government's only supposed to come into play when multiple states are involved or what the state wants to do directly goes against the Constitution. They've got it backwards. They want to do it the other way around. Do you know what I mean? So,
yep.
Yeah, this is, you know, people are not, you know, people forget. I mean, I am not a constitutionalist. I don't know it backwards and forwards. I barely know it at all. I only know a few things. But young people are not being taught what the Constitution Constitution actually is and what it says. You know, what our founding
They're worried about their gay. They're worried about their Gay Pride Months and their their CRT and taking away the real history and not teaching what should be taught.
Right. Exactly. Because if they're all being brainwashed and conditioned and, you know, and all that other stuff, you know what I mean? So that, you know, they're good little robots.
Exactly. Because they know
and,
they can't control the older, the elders.
And the old, a lot of old people, though, a lot of seniors also are, because they're afraid with the Social Security. But the thing is, that's another thing. The government should never have been allowed to set up the Social Security thing. Now, if they wanted to set up some program, you know, to make it easy for people to save money in their own name, fine. That's a great idea, like 401ks or whatever. Because, see, here's the thing. They take, I don't know how much money out of our checks every month for Social Security and Medicare, okay? You don't get that money back. And if you die, your family doesn't get that money. Now, if you were to put that money in your own savings account or 401k or whatever, at least if you die before you retire, you know what I mean? Your family would get it.
Yeah, that's why they want to do away with it all.
But the way they're doing it, the government gets to keep it. So, you know, so like I said, I understand the need about saving money and preparing, you know, for when you're old and retiring. But they did it in such a way that the government gets the money. And let's face it, government can't manage money. And now they want to put the guy that's in, from BlackRock and, you know, with China and everything, they're putting him in charge of shit. I don't know, Social Security, something else. But my point is, it's so freaking corrupt that, yeah. But at any rate, so the old people now are afraid because of that. So they want Biden. They don't want Republicans. Yeah, it's just crazy. People, you know... And the justice system is so broke. I mean, it's so broken. You know, you've got these people outside of judges' houses and threatening them or firebombing pregnant, you know, the centers that help pregnant women, and not one person has been arrested. Not one person has been arrested.
And they're all worried about January 6th hearings. And yet you got that scumbag Stephen Colbert and his crew walking around aimlessly all around the Capitol.
Right, exactly. It's all by design. It's all on purpose. That's what it is. It's all by design.
Sure it is.
And people, they don't want to see it. They don't want to admit it. Because then they'd have to admit that they were wrong. And I still find it hard to believe, you know, I don't understand how people can believe that Biden got 81 million votes. I mean, he can't even get, you know, more than, what, three-digit people watching him? I mean, I've never seen more than 1,000 people watching any of his shit on YouTube. And they're constantly turning off the thumbs up and thumbs down thing. And, you know, it just, you know, and they lie. They freaking lie. But, yes, yeah, so I just keep praying. I'm sure we're in end of days.
No doubt.
You know, it just because I just pray for people's souls. I don't see how you know, man's I don't think man is capable of ruling himself. You know?
No, especially knowing that he can't even put two sentences together.
Yeah, that's I mean, he's just crazy. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Again, hold on a minute. But yeah, I think cryptocurrency, everybody's like, Wait a minute.
What?
The United States Postal website is down. Wait, what?
Go figure.
Holy shit. Wait a minute, what? Can you hear me? Wait a minute. Bobby.
Yeah.
Try and access the United States Postal Service website. Can you do that while you're on the phone or no?
Yeah.
Hold on, because I'm going to try too. A friend just posted he's been trying to access the, because you have that delivery thing. He said he's been trying to access it for the last 48 hours and can't.
So, yeah, all I'm getting is loading.
Yeah. I wonder what the hell's going on with that. Jeez. Things are crazy. And did you see about that sunspot? Oh, my goodness. I wonder if we're going to get hit with that. That would be kind of weird. Huh. The, it's interesting. Yeah, but, yeah, there's just, you know, I've been having trouble on and off all week getting into certain websites. I know they've been making a lot of changes.
Yeah, it's probably for this new freaking let's block all the conservatives.
From my sister's business website, I tried to access it. I didn't realize. I mean, I have everything bookmarked because it's easier, and I've been using the same bookmark for years. Now all of a sudden it stopped working because they removed the www from in front of it.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I was like,
Yeah, apparently Google's doing a lot of bullshit too.
Yeah, it's just like really weird. That's all. I keep saying that, but cannot decode raw data. What the hell? USPS ship. Yeah, I wonder if he's in Florida. I know the federal government is not happy with DeSantis.
Of course not, because he's exposing all of them.
Yeah. I know a couple of people are not happy because DeSantis originally refused to order any of the vaccines for children because he didn't believe that children should be vaccinated. Well, then he turned around and ordered some, and everybody's up in arms because he changed his mind. And I'm like, no, you have to understand something. You know, Florida and Texas, neither one of them right now can afford, for multiple reasons, to stand on their own. They still need federal government support. Now, he's probably being blackmailed. Either you order these vaccines or we're going to stop funding your Medicare and Medicaid programs or your VA things, or, you know, like they threaten the schools, either you allow the LGBT queer whatever into your schools to do story hour, or we're not going to give your children food.
Right.
They might have done something. You know what I mean? So he may be being blackmailed into placing those orders. You know, yes, I know he's a politician, and, you know, maybe, but I think that something like that is more likely true than he's a liar and he's just playing a game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So.
And he's pushing it as far as he can, and when push
right.
comes the real big shove, I mean, on certain things. Now, with these vaccines, he was blackmailed.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Just because he ordered them doesn't mean he has to make it mandatory that they be given to children.
No.
And that's the thing. I mean, if people want to give it to their kids, you can't really stop them. The same way you can't force people to do it, you can't, you know, force them not to either. You know, I mean, they're idiots, they're dumb, black, whatever, but, you know, so he was, like I said, he was probably, you know, blackmailed or forced in some way, threatened, that he had no choice but to order them. And so he did what he had to do. And but the thing is that will he force people to give them to children? That's more important than whether or not he orders them.
I don't see him doing that.
I don't either. I don't either. I'm just saying that, you know, he had no choice but to place the order in order to, keep things peaceful, so to speak. But they can't force him to forcibly give them to people. You know, same way, he stuck by his guns, not forcing people to take them originally. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, like with the children with the Special Olympics, or the workers down in Florida. He told, you know, schools and everything point blank, you can't fire people, you can't tell children they can't come if they don't want to wear a mask or they don't, you know, want to get vaccinated. So in that respect, I think he'll stick by his guns, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No doubt.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
But again, that's what I'm talking about. They, you know, we've all said it, whether it be, you know, in the past or even up until now, we've all said it, and I still stand by it, is that they need to get term limits in there.
Yeah.
And when you foul up as bad as this administration has, you fire them right on the fucking spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one. That's the difference between the United States and other countries, is we don't have that no confidence thing. Countries can get rid of their presidents and prime ministers and everything. Now, we can do it for our governor, you know, like they did with Newsom. They tried. They tried to get rid of Newsom. But, they can't do that with congresspeople or senators. You know what I mean? So I wish they could. I wish we could do a no confidence.
That's bullshit. You know, everybody that gets up there in them offices, they come in with barely any money and they wind up being millionaires.
Well, now we've got a few business people in there. Let's see what happens. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. There are some people that are trying. You know, but there's only so much they can do right now. So if they, so the you know what will be the true tell about them is what they do after November, if we make it to November 2nd. I'm still not 100% sure we're going to make it because, you know, Lord. Between China and Ukraine, and they really want a third world war.
But so, just like you said earlier about, you know, the different women that have just reached office.
Right. All those Republican women. That's awesome.
The Mexican born woman that was moved over here at 6 years old. Yeah, she's. I listened to a lot of her speeches and stuff. She's very well educated, and she's all for. And she's all for, you know, hey, if you don't come here legally, don't come at all.
No, yeah, nobody. See, here's the thing: nobody denies that our immigration system, the legal one, is fucked up. It's very favoritism, and it's not letting in the people that we really need, and it's only focusing on people with money. I mean, nobody denies that the system is broken and needs to be fixed. It also lets too many people in too quickly. In other words, like if you get in legally, you then can bring your 20 family members in. You know what I mean? You know, which is not good. Not good at all,
but
because that's how we get overwhelmed.
There's a process.
Right. So nobody denies that the whole thing needs to be reimagined. I don't like that. They use that. I hate when they steal our, you know, they destroy our vocabulary. But the whole thing, immigration process, needs to be revamped. Absolutely. I think, was it Cortez? I think is that how you pronounce his name? He's on Steve Bannon. He said, we need to stop allowing immigrants, including legal ones, in for at least 1 to 2 years and to take the time to fix the program so that it's benefiting everybody. Because it's not.
That's the whole point, too. They need to get – I mean, Mayorkas needs to get – they need to get rid of him. And the other one, because they're not doing shit.
Oh yes,
every time
they're
asked
exactly.
about something.
No.
Every time they're congressionally asked something, it's I'd have to look at the memo on that. No, you dumbass! You're brought in front of the congressional committee. You should have that shit.
No, they know exactly what they're doing, Bobby. That man is very smart. He is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with the American people.
Of course. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Dr. Phil's back on us.
Hey,
oh,
Dr. Phil.
It's Lauren's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to hear that. I accept that responsibility.
Good luck with that.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute. I just lied. But I should have probably said I resemble that remark.
How you doing, Phil? It's been a while.
I'm doing good, guys. Doing good. Hey, so I was listening to you guys talking about Biden earlier, and I'm like, wow, what am I going to do about these gas prices? Not a thing. What can I do?
Oh, no, you just got to take it. We've had life easy. We can handle this. We have to stop complaining.
Right. Yes. Well, you just like, you know, my old chief petty officer used to tell me. Now, remember, when I went into service, these chief petty officers, they were now Vietnam veterans who survived, but they were crazy as hell. And the chief petty officer would tell me, the chief petty officer would say, you know what, when the going gets tough, just tell them to stick it right up your ass and break it off.
Yep.
And I think that's what the Democrats are doing to me. Well, should I say liberal? Liberals, whether they're Democrat or Republican, because we do have liberals on both sides of the spectrum.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, and we got rhinos.
And we got, well, you know, guy, girl, in betweener, yeah, you're going to have all kinds.
Lorna.
What?
Yeah, I mean, Republicans, I mean, we just have less, and we're more reasonable. Not that we don't have any, it's just that we're willing to admit reasons. The left, they're not. And as for the girl guy, you know, people who are confused over their gender stuff, you know what, I really don't care what you do behind closed doors. But when you start putting it in the public and in children and trying to convert, force your views on other people, that's when I have a problem. I really don't give a shit what people do behind closed doors. I really don't. And I don't care if a man wants to go to work dressed like a woman as long as he can do the job. But stay the fuck out of the woman's bath.
Well, I do kind of care when a man wants to compete against my daughter in a woman's
that's
league.
Not
I think
what
I
said. That's not
I think,
what I said.
I think I care about that. It. And if a man wants to pretend to be a woman and go to work and do a woman's job, more power to him.
That's not, I don't believe that men should be competing against women or women should be competing against men. No.
What I do believe in is that if there are people in that particular category, then there should be a particular category for that particular type of person.
Correct.
So let them compete against other people just like themselves. But wait, Bobby, let me finish. I'm not done. Then you're going to have the exceptions who think, okay, I'm a woman and I'm the best in my sport, so I don't care whether it's a man or a woman, so let it happen. Or I'm a man and I'm the best in my sport, I don't care whether it's a man or a woman. If a woman wants to compete against me, let it happen.
So
what do you do?
We're,
you know what the blessing is? There's freedom in America, and if you want to be a fucking bunny rabbit, more power to you.
Or a cougar like Lorna.
When it comes to sports, where your physiology comes into play, okay? But no, you should have men and women. You can have a separate category for transgender. I don't care. But I'm talking about, like, in the job, okay? Except for teachers. This does not apply to teachers. If an electrician wants to dress like a woman, or if a nurse wants to dress like a man or whatever, and they want to dress as the opposite sex, I really don't care as long as they're doing their job. That's what I'm talking
care.
About.
I agree with you. I don't care if they dress. The electrician dresses like a bunny rabbit as long as they fix my electricity. That's all I care about.
Right. You're right. But progressives don't look at things that way. That's the biggest difference between progressives and conservatives. Is conservatives actually are much more liberal, open-minded, and understanding and accepting than progressives are.
Well, the other thing is, in the liberal community, there's a lot more religious people who will just refer back and say, you know, God made you this way, and that's the way you were meant to be. But there's a few of us in the same community who believe that we're not religious, we're spiritual. I think churches are bullshit. I can read the Bible for myself. I make up my own mind about what it says. I don't need somebody to tell me I'm going to hell if I don't pay 10% tithes and I do this and do the rosary or whatever. I've been there. I've been baptized. I've been the Catholic. I tried them all. I don't believe the religious portion. I believe God made these people think that they're transgender. And if they think that, God bless them. But also, neurotics build castles in the sky. Psychotics live in them. So which one are you?
Right. Now,
here comes the sad part. Here comes the sad part. And I want somebody to debate me on this.
I will.
You got the so-called freaking Democrats and Republicans, but not one of them so-called college degree educated idiots up there can tell you what a woman is.
Doesn't matter. Here's what matters. You're talking politics, sir. What they care about is the vote. And I don't care if you think that you are Bugs Bunny. As long as you're a Republican and I get your vote, be what you want to be, even though I may not agree with it.
Right. But don't sit there and get your little media frenzies on there saying that there's 72 different fucking genders out there, and I'm gonna tell you right now, you let me see a motherfucker walk in the bathroom on my daughter.
Uh-huh.
You
want
to see somebody go to jail? Yeah.
What if that motherfucker looked more like a girl than your daughter did? You just don't know what's between her pants because they're out there. Point is, as a conservative and as an American, and as a veteran, we fought for freedoms. Let
yes.
people be who they want to be. And as a politician,
no.
he's not going to go out there and say, fuck transgender people. No, he's going to go out and say, well, maybe we can find a place for them, but he's not going to turn them off. Like, you guys are, like, black and white on this subject. And
no,
I'm like,
no,
you got to be gray because the politicians are going to want their vote, too.
I am absolutely not black and white on the subject.
Yeah,
okay?
You
got to
be gray. You got to be gray.
What I am saying is I don't give a shit what people do behind closed doors. My problem is when they start grooming children. I'm sorry. That is a black and white area. When you start saying... Yet when you start
Very
grooming children, that is absolutely a black and white area. When you've got men dressed up like a woman reading a story to children in a school without their parents' knowledge, and he ain't got nothing on his bottom, and his equipment is hanging out, and there's videos of it, I have a problem with that. When you're bringing children into a drag queen club, okay, I'm sorry, I'd have an issue if it was a freaking heterosexual strip club. You don't bring children
yeah.
into adult venues.
No, that's your belief. And morally, you are correct. Although, that's not your child. You don't see what the big problem is. The big problem is our children spend more time in school than they do with their parents. And school is mandatory in America. It's called truancy,
Absolutely.
And the parents get sued. That's the problem.
And that's
abolish,
wrong.
Abolish requirements for children to go to school. Allow parents to educate them the way they choose in whatever school they choose. And should the parent want the kid to be a bunny rabbit, that's that parent's child.
I agree. I agree 100%.
That's where the problem is. So that's the problem. This shouldn't be done. This shouldn't be done. You got to go to the root of the problem. And that's like medicine. Get to the root of the problem. Just don't throw drugs at somebody. Find out why they got high blood pressure. Find out why they got high cholesterol.
That's not where the money is. The money is in throwing the drugs at them.
Once again, you're right, but it's wrong. Making children mandatory to go get socialized in public education or elsewhere is wrong. That's throwing drugs at them.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. So far, I agree with you. The thing is that with parents, absolutely, parents are partially to blame for what is going on. I'm not even trying to point fingers. Everybody's responsible for it, for what happened over the last 60 years. Everybody, all of us, everybody is responsible.
But I want you to realize something else, too. The public school system, no matter where you go, they're all different.
Yeah,
you're only hearing about the ones that are implementing this thing, and this is pissing you off. But I'll tell you what, where my kid goes to school, there's no such thing as that critical race theory there.
But it's an independent
school district that has their own board of elected people who make votes and decisions for the district. And it changes every year. So,
and in San Francisco, and in liberal San Francisco, they got rid of their school board because they were tired of the CRT bullshit and everything. And that's a very liberal place. So I agree with you. And I'm going to be honest. You know, it doesn't help. Like I said, my sister was a teacher for 20 years, and it got to the point where, you know, they were treating teachers like babysitters. They were putting all this pressure on and responsibility on teachers that they should not have had. So the fact that we wound up in this situation, you can't completely blame the teachers or the school district or the school board. I understand that.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Slavery was abolished in 1863, but all the slaves weren't released until 1865. The last slave in Texas was the last place to release their slaves in 1865.
Actually, that's not true.
Maybe within a couple years around that. My point is, 1875. Okay, regardless. How many people are alive today that was born in 1875? Not a single goddamn person.
Right.
Lorna.
So what, yeah.
Now, how many slaves today deserve to be compensated for their wrongs? Every single one of them that would be alive.
Oh, the ones that were alive, if they were alive, absolutely. Because they were told they would get a mule and a 20 acres or whatever it was.
Time out. Now, let's continue further, one step further. Women got the right to vote after the African-American man did, or the black man. So the black man got the right to vote before a woman did. So do you think women deserve repatriation because they were suppressed?
No.
Well, there's a parallelism. If we owe the slaves something who aren't even alive, what about the women who are alive? Because there are women alive today still, before they got the right to vote, whose opinion was suppressed. Should not they be compensated for their wrongdoing, for the wrongdoing of our government? But ask your Democrats that. Should they? But should black people be called, you know, because they were suppressed? No, they. And.
This
racism issue and the black man being suppressed and making less money and being treated differently, that's only in certain parts of the country. Where I live, everyone is the same, man. We got the Hispanics here. We got the African-Americans here. We got the whites here. And so it's their choices now. It's not as widespread.
It's an economic issue, not a race issue. Here's the thing, Phil. You know, I was born in 1964. My mom married a black man in 1970, a poor black man. I grew up in an all black neighborhood. I personally have seen systemic racism and oppression and profiling. I mean, experienced it. You know, and everybody, oh, you're white, you don't know. Bullshit. I saw, you know, Vietnam War veterans who were black and babysitting my brother and sister. Some white Karen called the cops on him because he was chasing them around the park playing. And the cops would come and put him in the handcuffs every freaking single time, despite the fact that, you know, it's the same people all the time. They still did it. My mom got tickets in her driveway because they were hoping to catch my stepfather driving. There still is racism today.
I agree with you. And back then, biracial relationships were fucking shunned against. That was even worse for them.
Yes, it was.
So I agree with you.
It was hard for us.
How do you explain this today, right now? I live in South Texas. Brownsville, right on the border of Mexico. They're coming right across. They're like float. But I was married to a woman. I'm not with her no more. And she's got my children. I was married to a woman. Her father is from Mexico. Her mother was also born in the U.S. She was an American citizen, but her mother's mother was from Mexico. They all migrated north and were working for farmers and things like that here in the U.S. Her father, directly from Mexico, she is a direct Mexican descendant. And you know what she would say? Those fucking wetbacks need to go back to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, Chavez used to, too. He would go on the border and shoot them.
Race on race. Racism. Why is that? Birds of a feather flock together, or is it human nature?
The illegal migrants, they consider themselves Americans, and the illegal migrants coming across the border was taking their jobs and were doing this, that, and the other thing, and they didn't want them.
What you don't realize is this. These people back then, her parents, her father, back then, if they would have tried it now, would have been considered illegal migrants. Back then, it had different laws and different rules.
Correct. My mother worked with the migrant farm workers. My mother actually helped get the migrant farm workers the right to vote. Because I don't know if you know this, but before 1975, migrant farm workers couldn't vote because they moved. They were never in one place long enough during an election, whatever. So it was very difficult for them to vote. So my mom was part of the group or whatever that helped come up with a plan and work with the politicians and everything, that what they would do is they picked one location as their home state. And that was the state that they could vote in, so that they could vote like the mail-in ballots, the absentee ballots and stuff. So, my mother helped build communes and stuff. Yeah, my mom was a beating heart liberal activist. So, you know, we used to butt heads all the time. So I understand a lot of what you said. Maybe that's why I'm more open-minded, you know, about some things, you know, despite my Christianity. You know, I'm willing to accept the fact that someone who's homosexual or transgender may still go to heaven, because at the end of the day, it's between them and God. It's not between me and anybody else. I don't have a right to judge somebody else.
No,
you're
right. You're right in your thinking, but at the end of the day, it's actually some line drawn on a map somewhere that says if you cross this line, you don't belong here unless you come in the right way. The only reason why they want them to come in legally is to tax them. That's your politicians at work. I don't care I'm going to tell you what. There's more illegal Mexicans in where I live working on jobs that no American would want to fucking do for less money, and they work hard. They're hard-ass workers, and they deserve the chance, but they can't get it because our government makes it too difficult for them.
That's what I was telling Bobby earlier. Our migration, our legal immigration system absolutely needs to be fixed. It focuses too much on the wrong type of – I don't want to say wrong type of people. It focuses too much on one type of person rather than multiple groups. You know, poor. We don't want you. But that poor person's going to work his ass off, and he's probably going to get to the top of the ladder quicker than you know, a poor American, to be quite honest, because he's been working his butt off. You know, I live in an area where we have a very large immigration and refugee population, and we got at least 350 to 400 of the Afghanis that were sent to Philadelphia. We've gotten, I want to say, since Biden's been in office, we've probably gotten at least six or more buses of people from the southern border, and we won't mention anything else other than that.
Thank God bless fucking Tom Cruise.
But
I said Tom Cruise. I did it on purpose. I got to share something else with you guys. Just so you know, this has been my experience, and I'm not right about everything I say. I take care of the immigrant, refugee, unaccompanied minors. These are kids who are crossing the border illegally. These kids are coming from Guatemala, El Centro, El Salvador, Honduras. I asked these kids, where are your parents at? The cartel shot my dad right in front of me, and I was orphaned immediately and had nowhere else to go. And they said if I didn't join the cartel, they were going to shoot me too. Mm. And I'm trying to get away from that. These are the kids. I got a kid saying the cartels are running the train that is bringing these immigrants to America. We call it the beast. And he said, this cartel guy threw a kid off the train just to see what it looked like for a train to run that kid over. Now, you're worried about a kid with a fucking girl peeing in the bathroom with another guy? These kids are going through some horrible, horrible things. The adults are, too. These adults are, too. They don't have the same sympathy as a child would receive.
I do sympathize with them. If Biden hadn't done what he did, he wouldn't be doing what the fuck they're doing, and they wouldn't get caught in the cartel train.
They've been doing this. No, Mama, you're wrong. They've been doing this for years. This has been going on for decades.
Not at this level.
Yes, sorry. I agree. Biden has allowed them better access. Now they're coming in groves because these human traffickers are making tons of money off. This child will get here and go to a relative who's paying these cartels the thousands of dollars that actually got the child here.
They are calling the American government when they drop off the kids. The American government, the Biden administration, is knowingly participating in human trafficking.
Yeah, the government has knowingly been participating in all kinds of illegal activity for years. Look at all the drugs. The CIA was even bringing drugs to the U.S. so they could figure out Castro's issue. You know,
it's getting worse, and there's more overt. You know, it's more they don't give a shit. They think that they have won, that they're in control of the Americans. They think they beat us.
Those Democrats want the votes of those that they're helping. But those Democrats believe that one day they are going to get their green card or their tax identification number or maybe even a Social Security number, and all this immigration will increase the money in the system because they can tax them now. And so they're looking at that, and that's why they're doing this shit. And I'm looking at it from a humanitarian standpoint as a medical person. I feel so empathetic for these people.
I do too.
And yeah, so I'm, but I don't know. I don't know the correct answer though. That's the problem. That's so all I got to do is yeah. I don't agree with. I didn't agree with Trump. Don't let him in the country at all because he wants to hold them in Mexico till they can get properly transferred into the U.S. so they can tax them. Okay, so the Republican idea on things is good. It's going to stop the immigration problem, but they're going to let people who come here legally into the country. Because legally means they can fucking tax them when they get a job. So
well,
the Republicans want immigration. I'm telling you what, these Republican politicians want immigration. It's good for the country. Just not on this level.
I gotta say something on that one. If they come in, of course they should be taxed. All of us are taxed. If they come in, you know, like they did for free, we still have to pay.
Every single one of them that come here, with the exception of some bad apples, and you get bad apples, they want to make a better life and escape the oppression and tyranny that they're going through. At some point in the future, time out, let me finish, please. At some point in the future, I guarantee you, you're going to have Americans flocking across the fucking Canadian border for a better life because of the oppression that we are experiencing. It's already happening, sweetheart, because, you know, I'm telling you what, there's free health care up there.
According to my Canadian friends, it sucks up in Canada right now.
It sucks in the whole fucking planet right now. Hello?
They want to get out. It's not safe. But at any rate, here's the thing. I agree with some of what you're saying. But the thing is that, like you said, the majority of people that are coming here are good people. No doubt about it. But that's not how immigration works. That's not how immigration works. That's how refugee works. And they are asylum, and there is no such thing as asylum because you're poor. So what? This is all by design. I mean, you know, Biden doesn't want us to have a border. It's okay for Ukraine to have a border, but not us. I don't get that one. But at any rate, it's okay for other countries to have borders, but not us. So, you know, and these people are paying for what he wants or his administration or whatever it is that he's part of, okay? These migrants, they don't give a shit about these migrants. They don't give a shit that they're getting raped or beat up or sold for sex slaves or workers or whatever. They don't fucking care. They don't care how many of them die. And here's the thing, the majority of them, once they do get here and they become legal, they ain't voting for the fucking Democrats because they know what everything went through in order to get here, and they don't want that for themselves, for anybody else coming. That's why they make it difficult for the Haitians. When the Haitians come here illegally or the Cubans, they get sent back because they know what socialism is like, and they don't. And the Democrats don't want that.
Do you believe the election was stolen?
I believe
yep.
there are a lot of fucking questions about that election that have not been answered. Whether or not
okay.
it was stolen or not, I don't know. But they did everything they could to make sure that Trump won and lost.
And
there were a lot of shenanigans.
And what makes you think they can't do it again?
Oh, they're going.
Because there's been nothing that's going to prevent it from happening again. Do you believe that China and Russia were behind getting this asshole into the office?
No.
I do.
Yep.
I don't believe they were directly involved.
I believe fucking Biden's got his hands in Russian oil. And do you know why Russia's attacking that country? Because they need to run their fucking pipeline to that coast so those ships can move their oil. That's why they're doing that. And Biden shut down all oil production in the U.S. and Canada. And the only oil producing companies allowed that he approved was the Russian oil company. So you don't think he's in their fucking pockets? You don't think they helped him get into office because they knew he was going to help them? You don't think so?
Yep.
You're naive. You're naive. We're
not
thinking of that.
That's not what I'm saying. I am not saying that. I am saying that I am not. What I am saying is I don't think there were lots of ballots that the Chinese
No. Well, once again, I just want to go back and say, okay, fine, put the election aside. There's so much proof on Hunter Biden's laptop. Why is that not even being?
Oh yeah, I know.
Okay.
Is so disgusting. Never mind the immoral, abusive sex shit.
It's because.
Oh, yeah.
The top 1% of the wealth in the world own this country.
Yes.
They make the decisions on what's going to happen, and they know how to cover everything they need to. I'm really concerned that.
I think Trump messed up their plans in 2016.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Donald Trump. He got fucked, and there was not a damn thing, even to this day, that he can do about it other than continue to get fucked. And that's how rich people are. Rich people, they get their fucking will no matter what. And when they piss off somebody else who's richer, they get in trouble.
Yeah.
Money makes the dog dance. Money makes the dog dance.
Yes, it's all about the green, not black or white or whether or not you've got something between your legs or not. It's all about what's in your pocket.
Yep. Now, I'm wondering why China helped. I'm wondering why the CDC killed off all those Medicare patients with this coronavirus. Can you hear me?
You said something about Medicare.
There we go. I wonder why China killed off. Well, I wonder why the CDC killed off all those Medicare patients. Because Medicare was in the hole, right?
Yeah.
Well, who benefits from the Medicare patients? The richest 1% do. So
right.
Now, since they're in the hole, you know, your Social Security now. Your Social Security is not going to go to you. We're paying like Social Security from the past. And by the time you get old enough to retire, it was 63, it was 65, now it's 70. I mean,
yep.
Hello, you're never going to retire. You know, when I got out of the military, they said after you do your 30 retirement, they know that you're only going to have 10 years to live. That's why they give you, at 20 years, they give you a partial retirement. You finally get your full retirement at 30 because they expect you to die within the first 10 years of retiring.
Yep.
Probably by suicide.
Right. Whatever. They don't have to pay your pension anymore if you die.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
It's, our country is run by rich people, and we have to let them stick it up our ass and break it off and roll with the punches. We can go out and vote till we turn fucking blue, but they're going to allow the people that they want to run this country. Even if the popular vote gets the guy in office, the electoral vote may not. And even if the guy gets in the office, the entire time he's in office, he's at one battle after a fucking another. So I see it, and I'm so sad and disappointed. I volunteered to go in. I was poor. I was broke. I didn't know what to do with my life. God bless the military for giving me direction. But it also taught me that, man, the song came out that says it's the poor that fights the war. That ain't no lie.
And every time we get an inflation, you know, we get a depression or whatever, a war follows because they got to kill the people off.
What the military did teach me, and this is the take-home message, and this is the last I'm going to listen to you guys now. We all bleed red. That's what it's all. I don't care what country you come from, what line is drawn on a fucking map. I don't care what part of the railroad tracks you live on. We're all bleed red. And as a human being and a medical person, those politics, fuck them. I'm not going to not like a person just because of some political fucking line drawn on a map, because I know that motherfucker bleeds just as red as I do. And I know that this country was stolen away from the Native Americans. Do you know why they call Native Americans Indians?
Because Columbus thought he was an Indian.
Exactly. He was fucking confused.
Yeah,
went to the wrong place. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually was taught stuff in school.
Everyone was, Mama. Everyone was.
They don't pay
attention.
They don't seem to remember.
But it does depend on which school you go to in America, because you might get taught some shit that might be like agreeing with the rest of the people. So now schools that teach you one thing and another school teach you something else puts you at pits with each other.
But you got to remember, I went to school 50 years ago.
You were lucky.
Things were different. Yeah, I know.
You were lucky.
Mm-hmm. I also had a mother who believed in the importance of education. So we had the Encyclopedia Britannica, and we used to earn extra money by reading them. Yeah.
But we had a Webster's Dictionary. We had a Webster's Dictionary, and you could say ain't a word until some rich guy decided to put ain't in the dictionary. Now it is a word.
I remember
yep.
that.
So those books are great, but once again, you just got to remember this. The only books that you're going to get to see are the books that the victors didn't
correct.
Burn.
Well, correct. That the history is usually written by the victors. However, that doesn't mean that the other information isn't out there if you're willing to look for it.
All righty,
so
everybody. We got two minutes left. Love you,
guys. Love you,
brother.
I like the chance to get out here and debate issues, and I actually agree with everything you folks are saying, and I feel it would be best for our country. But I also debate with you just to make you think about another possibility. Get out of that box and look from the outside.
Oh,
it'll make you smarter.
Right.
I do the same thing. I'm just not as good at it as some people.
You are. You're great at it.
Thank you all for being here. And you all have a great rest of your night. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our veterans, military, and God bless the defenders. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Everybody.
God bless you all.
Love you.
Bye.